I'm Joel McCall for KNOD, and I'm in the studio with Marion Greer. She is the Shelby County Community Outreach Office Manager. How are you today?
I'm pretty good, Joel. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
Thanks for joining us. Well, I know we're going to do something a little different today instead of an actual full interview. I know you have you just kind of want to take the floor, and by all means, go right ahead.
Well, thank you. First of all, I just want to say that Heroes Attic is open for anyone to shop at. We get that question over and over all the time. Heroes Attic is a used furniture place. We take furniture that's donated to us, and then we sell it to the public. If you have income issues, we can discount the prices of the furniture. But anyone can shop at Heroes Attic. That's the first thing I want to say. The second thing I want to say is that Shelby County Community Outreach really functions with the help of a wide variety of volunteers. And right now, I just want to give a heartfelt thank you to the volunteers who give of their time. I'm currently doing a blog on the Facebook page of Heroes Attic, and it's also posted on our Shelby County Community Outreach website as well. And I'd like to just take a minute and read one of the blogs because it speaks to the heart of the volunteer. Volunteer, a person who offers himself or herself for a service or undertaking and performs service willingly and without pay. Why do they come every single week? Some every week and others sharing their days off with us whenever they can. Why would they choose to volunteer when they could be traveling or playing golf or entertaining friends? Why choose to lift furniture in and out of SCCO's truck for clients and donors, knowing they'll receive no pay for their labors? Why crunch data of the Heroes Attic sales or make deposits week after week when none of the proceeds go into their own pocket? What motivates someone to organize fundraisers or clean used appliances or rearrange furniture in an eye-appealing way without asking for anything in return? It's all done with a joyful heart. What kind of joy is this that counts it a blessing to serve? Maybe these people see an opportunity to significant, meaningful, tangible impact in the lives of others. Maybe they have a belief in the vision of Shelby County Community Outreach and a desire to see it grow. Maybe it just makes them feel good as human beings. It's nice to help out those who are less fortunate than yourself. Maybe, like in the writings of Ralph Marston, they have come to understand that there is unmatched joy in giving. He writes, "What a blessing it is to be able to give, for it is through giving that life's greatest joys are created. Sincerely give of yourself today with no agenda other than to celebrate the pure spirit of giving, and truly experience life in all its richness. When you give, you open your heart to life and allow great measures of abundance to come pouring in. What could possibly bring more meaning and fulfillment to life than making a difference in the lives of others? Giving is more than merely offering objects. When you give, give your time, your attention, your love, compassion, consideration, patience, and respect. Give a part of yourself, and you will never lose it. That part of you takes on greater influence and value as it touches other lives beyond your own. Therefore, simply give because you can, and know the unmatched joy that giving brings to life." Again, I want to express a heartfelt thank you to all the volunteers who give time and energy to the workings of SCCO and Heroes Attic.
Yeah, they definitely do a great job for the organization, no doubt about that. And a very nice write-up that you have in front of you, no doubt. As far as the only question I have is, where can people stop in and see you and what hours?
We are located at the corner of 8th and Court in the building formerly known as the American Legion Building. Our entrance is on the north side of that building. The entire upstairs is the Heroes Attic, and our offices are on the lower level. Our hours are Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 6, Thursday from 2 to 8, and Friday from 11 to 3.
And how can somebody get a hold of you?
You can call us at 235-7226 or look for the Facebook page for Shelby County Community Outreach.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Marion. We appreciate the time.
All right. You're welcome. And thank you, Joel.
That was the office manager for the Shelby County Community Outreach, Marion Greer, for KNOD. I'm Joel McCall.